Yeah.
How are you this morning?
Bill?
Yes, sir.
Well, you talk mighty chipper.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. Mac Bundy and I here are just...
What did you get so far off on your poles for?
I don't know. I just was taking them as they came.
I just wanted you to know that you were mighty trusted and mighty valued and mighty loved, and I wanted to take time when I didn't have 40 people around you to tell you that and tell you that it's a great tribute to you. And I don't think any 30-year-old in the history of the nation ever had so much to do with so many so well.
Now, you're very generous.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what the facts are, and I hope you get a good rest, and I hope you don't let something happen to you like Walter, because you break down, why, everything in the world go to hell, and we just can't get sick. I thought I had gone under yesterday. I just stayed in bed all day. I had the damnedest headache, and my hip was hurting. I just couldn't stand on it, but I had shaken, I bet, 50,000 hands in Austin the night before. Had four speeches, but we worked out of it. And
well, you did awfully well, and we're all proud of you. It just, I don't think, see any way it could have been improved on. You made a good case. For your point of view, you campaigned well, you carried the election, you made the right decisions. I'm just awfully pleased. You're the one we have to worry about from the standpoint of tired weariness.
My
only problem is I carry around this chronic stomach trouble, and that deals me crippling blows sometimes, but I'd have that if I worked anywhere else. In fact, I got it at the Peace Corps, but it's a hereditary thing. My brother almost has died from it two or three times. My father's in the hospital right now with it, and it's just something you learn to live with. But other than that, I'm in good shape. I'm cautiously optimistic right now about Young. He's ahead again in Ohio by 2,000 votes, with about 300 precincts still to come in. And most of the votes still to come in are from Cleveland, which is Democratic country. So I just got on the phone with Tony Celebrezze, and we stand a awfully good chance, a cautiously good chance of having Young back in the Senate.
I want to get a complete report on the Senate. I guess this son of a bitch Williams was reelected.
He was.
By a very big vote?
No, sir. About last count was about 8,000.
You know, those polls were right on the nose, weren't they?
They sure were. They sure were.
Now, let's get a count of the House and Senate. What, did we pick up 20 seats?
Yes, sir.
Well, how many?
19 is what I heard on the radio coming into the office. I haven't looked at anything this morning.
We got rid of some awful mean ones, though. These two in Texas, I'm glad we cleaned them out.
Oh, that's great. That is great. You carried Dallas by a large majority. We got rid of this guy, Snyder. In fact, we got rid of 15 mean conservatives who were elected in 1962 by 55% of margins. And we got rid of several other pretty tough conservatives who had come in 1960.
The governor of Iowa told me last night that it looked like he'd get rid of all the Republicans in Iowa.
Gee.
He had seven and he had one Democrat. So he had six Republicans, and he said that damn mean Gross and Jensen looked like both of them would go.
No kidding. If we could get rid of those two, you'd be in a real good situation. Really good on standpoint.
Well, we always got Williams.
Yeah. And Passman.
We have to change that some way. We're going to have to take charge of that control rules committee. We've got to figure out how in the world we can do that.
Well, I've been talking to people about it for your benefit. You've got to try it, I think, to ask McCormick and those people to try to set up some kind of speaker's calendar so they can get at least once every 2 weeks get your bills to the floor. My guess is that, have you talked to McCormick?
No.
You might give him a call. He was elected to the House for the 19th time last night. We sent a telegram from you. But if he just takes a little initiative with Boggs.
Now, I see that at least five different telegrams are written out because Jack's gone. There's nobody here. Different types that are real warm and just say, Ladybird and I are so proud and pleased, and Ladybird and I are so thrilled, and we look forward to your wonderful good service and so forth. And we congratulate you and salute you, so that they all won't get the same wire and send them to the senators, and be sure that you coordinated Jack and he hadn't done it.
They went out last night, Mr. President.
Congratulate them?
Yes, sir. I'm up here.
Congressman too?
Yes, sir. But we had five different ones.
Well, how'd you know about folks like Young and so forth?
Well, we haven't sent them out undisputed. Let's see, Solinger's, we didn't send anything to him. We didn't send anything to Young.
What happened to Solinger?
Proposition 14 took him under. He paid the price for, really, he paid the price for standing on an unpopular platform. Because that proposition was overwhelmingly defeated. I mean, that amendment was overwhelmingly defeated. And it carried it, rather, and they defeated Solinger. That was really it.
Now, you're leaving today?
No, I'll be here all day today and tonight, and I'm leaving in the morning.
All right, now, Dick Goodwin's leaving, I notice. Who are going to be our bastions of strength there?
Well, you've got the Honorable McGeorge Bundy, who's here, and he just got on the line, in fact.
Ask him if he'll take over the domestic operations, too.
With pleasure. You can be sure that we've followed policy of inactivity if you'll do the same.
I've always regarded you as Sherman Adams in every respect except integrity.
You're a very amiable fibber. What a marvelous day.
Well, it's a tribute to you, my friend, as much as it is to any human being. You and that cabinet,
we're all just as pleased as we can be. I've collected $5 from McNamara because he said you weren't going to get 60% of the vote. And he never paid $5 with more of a smile on his face.
I hope you'll call your mother and tell her I thank her two boys for...
Well, we're just so full of heart for you, Mr. President. It must be a tremendous... How's the weather down there?
Well, it's kind of rainy. We got good rain. That helped us. We like it to rain. We're going to have a barbecue for the press today. And
we
haven't gotten up yet. I'm still, my body's aching, but my hip's a lot better. And I felt pretty good last night. I didn't get to bed till about 5.
So you crawled up here at your low point because you just hadn't had any returns yet. From then on, everything was just glorious.
Well,
if you'll take a couple of days and fly down to the Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico, you can be my guest.
I know what Donald Dawson did when he went off to Puerto Rico and as a guest at it's Florida, wasn't it, at the hotel.
Got me worried there.
I told Jack Valenti he's going off as somebody's guest, Palm Springs. I said, well, all right, we'll have a press conference. How do you think Jack's FBI is working out? I'm just kidding, don't you know what Hoover said? Well, you know what Hoover said, that he had no problems in that direction.
That's
emphasize
right.
That direction.
The other direction.
we call him a little stud.
Deke DeLoe said, you won't believe this. Mr. President, we're having a survey down of communication security, and we're not a bit sure that it's safe to talk from the ranch to the White House.
Is that right?
No, that's ruling his eye. We are...
Well, I'll tell you, I am, and I told Clifton that I wish that he would talk to AT&T because that was the biggest mess last night. I can't talk anywhere. They said if they got here, and they improved it a good deal yesterday. But they bring a bunch of corporals down here that with the Army that back home they were truck drivers. And I don't know why the White House can't get 20... competent girls that have worked for on the switchboard at Chesapeake and Potomac someplace, and I don't think it costs them any more than it costs these other people.
There isn't any reason why you shouldn't interpret your mandate as giving you a right to speak to people, Mr. President. I think we can come to work on that.
What is the percentage going to be?
61.3 is the 730 ticker with 90% in. That's what Quayle said it just might get 62, but it probably hovered between 61 and 62.
All right, now who hit it and who didn't?
All of them missed it, really, because Quayle was under and the other two were over.
Were over, that's right. Quayle was 60?
Yes, sir.
And Harris was...
scored a landslide in terms of who actually covered it best. I think at least that's the judgment back here. And that vote profile analysis is really the winner in terms of electronic process, not so much.
Who is that now?
That's CBS and IBM and Harris,
pool their talents to produce this VPA that Cronkite was using last night, and I don't think they missed any state. When they predicted it, it stuck, including one or two that wavered by Georgia. Dean Russ says he doesn't dare speak to you.
Well, sorry about Georgia. I didn't care about the other southern states. Louisiana's a bunch of crooks. Mississippi's too ignorant to know any better. And Alabama's the same way. But Georgia knows better. And Georgia's a good state, and we just got in a crossfire there. We got a young governor that Russell's afraid is going to run against him, and he wanted to penalize him.
He did that. Mike and I, in fact, everyone thinks that unless you can actually do about business the next few days, just maybe think about it with yourself. We've been sitting here for the last hour talking about staffing responsibilities and recommendations we might make to you, and I'd just like on the phone rather than send you a memo which you'd have to read, just throw out some names that you might tuck away for possible White House service, one of which is Tom Finney, who has impressed all of us in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Another one is Joe Califano, who is McNamara's special assistant, who is one of the ablest young lawyers and administrative men in town, and who I think could be had over here, tremendously devoted to both you and Bundy and me, and an exceptional young man. The third one is Abe Shays, whom Mike had thrown out as a possible White House lawyer who has a good reputation, has been tested in and out of government, has proved himself making $100,000 this year. Mostly likes you a great deal, so does his wife. Good mind, good reputation.
She did a wonderful job with Lady Bird and with her question and with everything that came her way. She's highly competent. I think he is, too.
He has a pleasant personality. He's a pleasure to work with.
Well, what we got to do is to see what we're going to have all these people doing. Now, I guess that the one vacancy we've got will have Marvin Watson and front desk appointments kind of... He and Jack will be doing what Ken O'Donnell did. And we have you doing what Sorensen did.
We'll need people, Mr. President. You're going to have to invest in that.
The big need is someone to take Ralph Dungas' job right away.
That's what I would say, that one place.
There's one other, Mr. President. In my judgment, I really don't believe that for the long pull, your top White House lawyer ought to be Mike Feldman. I'm sorry to put it that bluntly, but I think that's dangerous.
Yeah, can Abe write any?
Abe?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed he can write.
He's a good briefer. I've read several briefs that he's written.
Find him, feel him out, Mac.
I will if you want me to.
Yeah.
With pleasure.
I wouldn't say that we won't do it, but
I'll just say when could he get loose?
No, I just tell him it's President Ms. Johnson.
Yeah.
Or fell in love with he and his wife, and that we've talked to you about trying to draft him in the White House, and that you...
There's another place we could use him. If you didn't want to make him lawyer, he would be a very good... I need a deputy so that I can tend to my family and escape from you.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you that on the Feldman thing, in the light of our problem...
Yes.
We need another good press man.
We do indeed.
I have a recommendation I want to make there a little later, and what I think we need is a good radio and television man. And the fellow who did such a good job for us in the last 3-4 months is a young fellow, relatively unknown, but awfully respected in advertising, in radio and TV, and that's Lloyd Wright, who's been our media coordinator.
Yeah.
Take a look at him.
Yeah.
Awfully hardworking. He didn't sleep the last 3 nights. Very talented.
Yeah.
My recommendation on the replacement for Dungan is either Tom Finney or Joe Califano. Now, but for the time being, probably this fellow will have to work pretty closely with me, and then I would hope that in a period of time he'd be working right directly with you. But either one of these men could do that.
Well, I would see about both of them, you and Bundy there. Let's just have you doing. Sorensen's job of messing with all legislation, trying to know everything that's happening, and messing with all writing, and be general counseling. And let's try to have Bundy mess with all the whole outfit.